The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply. It's better.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I like a good time. I like to have a party.
I know you do.
It's Dirty's Daily.
Hey, man, it's untied and undefeated, baby. Don't know how, it doesn't matter how you spin it, man. It's untied and undefeated.
I have
man.
No idea what you're talking about.
You know exactly what I'm talking about. Every man listening knows exactly what I'm talking about. The most powerful thing in this world is
Queso.
Untied and undefeated.
Queso.
And Matt just gave us a prime example. But we need to move on. We need to move on. This is that's for the break, right? That's for YouTube and the break talk right there. But the Texans got a big matchup this weekend, Ron. But we're come on up 59 and at Taquerias Randas. We are hanging out. Got a nice little
crowd little clapping up. Section. Let me hear you. Let little the people
bar,
hear you.
Little bar section over here to ourselves with monster TVs and good times going on. I had a couple micheladas. What you have over there?
You know, I got a little frozen margarita and taking shots of that hot salsa.
Frozen margarita with a cherry in it. Anybody ever seen a cherry in a margarita? What are we doing? Did you ask for that, or was that an accident? Be honest.
I just drink what I'm given.
Be honest. He done missed his straw.
It's a big straw, too, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hey, man, you laugh a little too hard over there in that pink shirt now. just a tad hard now.
That is good stuff. Come on, hang out with us, man. It is a football Friday. And we've got, we haven't even given away a gift card yet, have we?
Next segment.
Next segment. We got two.
As soon as this segment ends,
we got
first
two,
winner.
Yep, two Academy Sports and Outdoors gift cards that we're going to give away. And while you're here, make sure you scan the QR code on the Ultimate Tailgate Prize Pack from Academy Sports and Outdoors. It's two seats in the suite, in our suite, which is the second largest suite at NRG Stadium. Unless you're hanging out with the McNairs, you ain't getting in a bigger suite. And we got a nice, lively crowd, too, y'all. You will enjoy your time. Make sure you scan the QR code, get registered, because that is two seats to that game, the Baltimore Ravens Texans game on Christmas Day in that suite, and as well as a $1,000 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors. You can buy all your tailgate. You can upgrade your tailgate if you'd like. Or, hell, look, you can spend that $1,000 on whatever you want. It'll go
fishing equipment, whatever you want.
Whatever you need. It'll go a long way at Academy Sports and Outdoors. So, again, a big shout-out to Taquerias Randas for having us. This is my first time in this location. It's absolutely beautiful. I love it. I love the vibes. Come on through, hang out, and we'd love to have you. Ron's buying drinks, I think we're
one more down.
Oh, we still got room for one. Come on through.
One more down.
Ron's buying drinks.
Come on through. Five drinks. Five people. Five drinks.
Come on through and hang
Damn
out. Ron,
shame.
We talked a little earlier about matchups in this primetime party at NRG Stadium Sunday night when the Lions come to town versus the Texans. We talked about matchups earlier. And the matchups that concern us got a lot of concern on this damn show. I gotta get that right. Those two matchups got me to thinking. I had Jameson Williams versus our corners. Ron had Amon-Ra St. Brown versus Jalen Petrie. So ultimately, their receivers versus our cover defenders. And it got me to thinking. The Texans head coach, DeMeco Ryans, is arguably
a top five defensive mind in this game.
Well, I was going to say arguably a top. No, there's no doubt he is one of the top defensive play callers in the game. Defensive minds in the game, period, point blank, any way you slice it. This defense right now, they're overcoming injuries. They're overcoming shortcomings that I thought they had. They got a second-round corner starting and it has started. He's been injured. They had a backup corner over there. They had the interior defensive line I thought was going to be an issue. They lose Mario Edwards. Hell, it's still not an issue. The linebacking crew, you're missing Christian Harris. You're missing Azeez Al-Shaair a couple games. No problem. You lose Jimmy Ward to safety. No problem. Still a top three defense in this league from a yardage standpoint anyway. They've got their warts, don't get me wrong, but this is a really good defense. But I think the biggest matchup in this game, Ron, because I think it's going to be a defensive game. Like, I think if the Texans got a chance in the fourth quarter, it's going to be a defensive football game. DeMeco Ryans versus Ben Johnson. Ben Johnson is going to be the hottest head coach candidate.
Absolutely.
Out there. Offensive play caller.
He's what we thought Bobby Slowik was going to be.
Yeah. Last year, him and Bobby Slowik were one A and one B. I would second that. Things have changed a bit at this point, but Ben Johnson is rocking and rolling. And you mentioned something. I think your matchup is what got me, Ron. I think the one thing that DeMeco Ryans has to adjust from last week and really previous games is he's got to make sure what your matchup concern was doesn't happen again.
That can't happen.
Well, you can't avoid it from happening at all, but you can damn sure avoid it from happening in critical situations, right? But what I'm talking about is DeMeco Ryans has to make sure that Jalen Petrie isn't matched up in an obvious man-to-man situation with Amon-Ra St. Brown. Somehow it happened last week where it was Davante Adams. And look, I know a lot of folks want to say, well, what the hell was Jalen Petrie doing? Hey, come on, man. You're setting Jalen Petrie up to fail if he gets pressed man-to-man with no deep help on Davante Adams.
Third down and three, the most important play of the game.
It don't matter. The situation don't matter, bro. Like you, that can't happen. Right, so this week again, Amon-Ra St. Brown, it being their probable slot guy in those kind of situations, especially thinking he can get Jalen Petrie, it just can't happen. In critical situations, they've got to make the adjustment to go with true cover defenders. You know what I mean? Again, something that we hadn't seen. I don't think we've seen this year three true corners on the field at one time.
They have had two corners, whether that be Stingley and Lassiter, and then when Lassiter was hurt, it was Ross.
Yes.
And then they would have either Eric Murray or Jalen Petrie as
yes.
the third corner.
Well, Ron, this is one of the games where there has to be a unique game plan from DeMeco Ryans, or they're just, you give Ben Johnson a chance to get that kind of matchup, they're going to blow the doors off the scoreboard. It's not even going to be close. Like they are going to have to use another cover defender in those critical situations, and they're going to have to shadow Derek Stingley on the best wide receiver.
And who would that be?
Amon-Ra St. Brown.
So you think he should, even though he plays predominantly in the slot?
I don't care where. In critical situations. You can't do it all the time and be that predictable, but in critical situations, like last week when the game was on the line, and there has to be – you've got to make Jameson Williams beat you by beating Kamari Lassiter. Or you got to make somebody else, Laporta, the tight end, beat somebody, beat Petrie or someone.
You better beat Kamari Lassiter with some help.
Well, that's fine. I mean, look, but here's the deal: is the slot fade to Davante Adams versus a safety that's pressed is a high percentage throw.
Yes.
Jameson Williams on an outside fade versus a true corner is a low percentage throw. They may hit it, but it's a low percentage throw. What you can't do is give Amon-Ra St. Brown in the slot with everybody pressed across the board the two-way go on the fade route. You can't do it. That's fish in a barrel, man. That's throwing the ocean. That's easy decision, easy money. And the slot fade has become the thing, right? I mean, it was a thing hell back in the day when I was playing, but it's become the thing. Like, if you get that, boy, you get starry-eyed if that's something that a defense will give you. So the D'Amico Rines versus Ben Johnson, D'Amico Rines absolutely cannot let Jalen Petrie get caught in the slot versus Amon-Ra St. Brown in critical situations in this game. Point blank, we've seen D'Amico Rines pull the whole shadow with Derek Stingley Jr. before. He took Amari Cooper completely out of the box score. We've seen it happen. And I think this is a game where if you're going to give yourself the best chance to win defensively, that's got to happen again this week. And I think that may even consist of D'Angelo Ross, that third string corner that we weren't real impressed with against Green Bay. That may be him coming in those critical situations and covering whoever the third best receiver is on this football team, which I think is Patrick, a bigger body
Tim
wide
Patrick
receiver,
or Khalif Raymond, who can be elusive as well.
We can't just keep lining up with Jalen Petrie getting targeted in those critical situations. Not against teams.
I've just said it. Like, Jalen Petrie and Eric Murray just on the field at the same time in passing downs, because one of them has to cover
one of
those guys. And Clint, the other part is to me is that I don't want to see again is it's like the offense can dictate who they want to cover who.
Yeah.
Right? Like they.
That's exactly what it
like
is.
They dictated, oh, we want Devontae Adams in the slot on this 3rd and 3 against Jalen Petrie. Then we want Derek Stingley and Kamari Lassiter be covering nobodies. Like that to me is something that also has to get fixed.
Well, Ben Johnson is going to create situations where he is dictating what the hell's going on, and they've got to have better answers. Then, because the problem with that situation is you just line up and show it to them.
Yeah,
there's no disguise, there's no nothing. D'Amico Rines has to have an answer there. Which look, he's adjusted on the fly in the past. I expect D'Amico Rines to show us something a little different. Will it work? We'll see. But I expect him to show us something a little different. The other thing, I'm going to flip to the other side of the football on these matchups, because I think the Bobby Slowick, Aaron Glenn matchup, how about that? Local product, baby, former Texan, former Aggie from right up here in this neck of the woods. Bobby Slowick, and I'm not going to beat this dead horse because I already have this week. Hell, I'm tired of hearing myself talk about it, so I know listeners are like, damn, would you move on? Like, he has to use the quick game and the screen game this week. He had like
Aaron, I just want to see some kind of an adjustment. That sounds like an adjustment that makes sense, Clint. I want to see something different.
Well, Aaron Glenn is got to be.
He's gonna blitz his ass off.
He's got to be chomping at the bit.
Oh, why not? I mean, they have not handled pressure in a month plus.
Yeah.
Why would you stop?
Well, you know, you've got some issues inside that I don't know if they're – I don't know that they're fixable. I know everybody in the organization is telling you that they're fixable. I just don't know if that is the case. But speaking of, you know, that the injury report that came out, there are some options offensively as it pertains to the screen game and the quick game, Ron. I do believe that there's a chance we see Jarrett Patterson at center and Juice Scruggs at guard, or Juice Scruggs stays at center and Jarrett Patterson plays guard. Either way you say it, you've got a more athletic player than Kenyon Green in there. I mean, I think that's conducive to at least attempting more screens and getting the ball out quick. Nico Collins looks like he could be a go this week as well. So that lends itself to the quick game being more of a part of what they do and the screen game being more of a part of what they do. So what I'm asking from the two coordinator matchups, I think are very likely to happen based on who they have available. Because also the defense is getting some guys back as well. So D'Amico ought to have more options in a sense of what he does. Jeff Okuda possibly coming back is huge.
Now that's the one.
That's huge, man. That is – I know he's questionable, but that is huge.
But they seem like – I can't tell if it's out of necessity that they don't believe in the other potential cover corners, or they've just said – or they believe that Jalen Petrie and Eric Murray give them the best chance. And I can't believe they sit there and say in coverage – That gives us the best chance. So maybe they trust Jeff Okuda and they will run him out there and play him in the secondary instead of what they have been doing?
Well, it's interesting because it's a lot more difficult on the defensive side of the football to sub in those situations, right? Because what offenses have done is they've realized if they don't sub and they use tempo, then the defense can't sub, right? And so it's, you know, once you start a drive with, say, you know, Petrie at the nickel and Eric Murray and let's say Jimmy Ward, since he's healthy, at the safety, if the offense can ultimately dictate whether you can pull Jalen Petrie off the field or not, right? They can make it very difficult for you to sub in that corner for Jalen Petrie. So it's going to be interesting to see how D'Amico Ryans handles that part of it. But I trust he's going to have an answer. The Texans, this is going to have to be the best game that the Texans defense has played.
Yeah. Yeah.
By far.
This is the best offense in the NFL. So,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, it's interesting that they just threw some matchups up on the screen between the Detroit Lions and the Texans. The Texans are still, which I think is one of the craziest stats in all of football, the Texans are first in the league in the completion percentage allowed. At one point, I don't know where exactly what that number is right now, but at one point, Ron, they were allowing 50% completion.
Yeah, they had
those crazy dominant
performances against Josh Allen.
Yeah,
it was like 9 of 30, and then Anthony Richardson was 10 of 32.
It was actually before the 10 of 32 with Anthony Richardson that they were at 50. So it may even be better than that. But it's just crazy to think that a defense that again has had the issues that they've had with injuries and everything this year. It's crazy to think that they have played defensive football to the tune of 50% completion allowed. That's absolutely wild. So it's going to take another one of those this week against Detroit to give us a shot right here.
Yeah.
Leaning into D'Amico Ryans big time, man.
Yeah, they need him to, you know, some of this is going to be about game plan and what you're able to do to create advantages, and that's got to be an advantage, right? D'Amico and his ability.
Well, Ron, this is one of those games where I've always talked about, like, if the polos on the sideline aren't an advantage, if they're not weapons, then you have no chance. You know, you can beat Jacksonville with a half-assed game plan on either side of the football. You can muck your way to a win. Guys like you just talked about, even if it's Buffalo and they complete 10 balls of 30 or 9 or 30, whatever it was, you know, you can muck your way to a win. If you're everybody on the field that is strategically doing things, it's calling plays, it's handling situational football, that's managing the clock, like all of those guys have to be an absolute weapon, or you're going to have a really hard time. Even if your quarterback lights it up and your defense is playing good, if you're not your polos aren't great, if your game management's not great, you have a hard time beating Detroit.
That's right. All right, coming up, we're going to hook somebody up. If you're in the building and you have not filled out your name in our raffle box, we are going to get a winner coming up.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Here as soon as this segment ends, and there's some games around the league. The Texans have one of the big games of the week. There's some other games, and we'll figure out which is the odd man out. And Bobby Slowick is not making Clint feel any better. He's not making Clint feel any better at all. We'll discuss that coming up next right here live on The Drive. All right, welcome back in as we are live here. A little Football Friday. Clap it up. It's a good time. Good time out here. Congratulations to our first winner. We have another $25 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors. We'll be hooking somebody up with as well. But a good time out here. Come on out as we'll be here till 6 o'clock. It's Friday. Why not get it started right here? Good drinks, good food here at Taqueria's Aranda's Sports Bar here. Come on out right off 59. You can pull up in the bar. We got the little bar area set up. Rosa's taking care of everybody. Give Rosa a hand now. Tip her well now. Go ahead. Rosa's doing her thing, and everybody's having a good time out here. Come on out as we get ready for this big game. I do want to get to our segment, Odd Man Out. Which game? You got a TV. You can split it with two. Which game are you kicking off? Which two are you picking? But before we get there, Clint, this is Bobby Slowick. We didn't play very good. We need to hone in on ourselves. The offensive coordinator talking about their pass protection issues, and then I know your favorite of it all is he said, we got to get back to having fun again. Having fun again is what Bobby Slowick had to say there as he spoke to the media yesterday. And I think a lot of eyes are on Bobby Slowick, Clint, as we're watching right now. Coming up on the screen is C.J. Stroud picking himself up from being hit. But a lot of eyes are on Bobby Slowick and how they finally get out of at least some adjustments and something to where this doesn't look as bad as it has been in terms of this offense.
Yeah, look, I listened to Bobby Slowick a little bit earlier, and you know, the one thing that again, it's more of the same. I mean, I'll be honest with you, I don't hear enough of, you know, we've got to adjust some things, we've got to do things better, and I hear too much of we just got to execute what we're already asking these guys to do. We got to get back to what we were doing in training camp. Like, it's all like what you've been doing in training camp is what you're doing now, and it hasn't been working. Like,
is that what he said?
Yeah, but the bigger picture, like, you know, there's, you know, Bobby leaned into, you know, teams win when they're not playing their best football, which I agree, that happens, right? And really leaned into the bigger problem last week was situational football, not being very good in the red zone, not being very good on third down. Earlier in the season, you were one of the top teams in both categories, and now you're one of the worst teams, kind of deal. And my only problem with that is, like, that is in direct correlation with how you've been playing football in general. Like, the reason you're not good in the red zone and the reason you're not good on third down is because you just flat-ass can't protect the quarterback, right? There's no level of consistency in terms of protecting the quarterback. And at some point in time, when teams hone in on your run and stop your run, even though, tip the cap, the run has been really good, you know, the same problems are stopping you on third down, the same problems are stopping you in the red zone that are really plaguing this offense start to finish really for the last 5 weeks. And so, again, it's this duck and dodge, the reality of things have to change, right? And that's the resistance to change, whether we're talking about CJ or Bobby Slowick or D'Amico Ryans, like, the resistance to change to this point and the continual messaging that they just need to be better at what they do really puts me in a spot where I don't have any confidence that they're going to change and we're going to see anything different.
I'm to a point where, what are we, 4 or 5 weeks into this to where clearly the offense is struggling with the same issue?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't even give a rip what they say anymore. Like, what are you going to do? And you say change. I want to see change. I want to see, as you've talked about, quick game, getting the ball out quick, something we've seen more of what they did last year, or different, like, you know, protections, whatever. I just want to see. I don't care what they say. I want to see them do, you know, something different.
You know, one thing that I'm starting to get to and lean on is I wonder how much of the vague Again, tip the cap to Landry Locker, by the way. Ask Bobby Slowick. Kind of put it out. The questioning is very good, by the way. But he used the whole we got to execute, and Landry put it on and said, hey, man, that's kind of a vague answer. Like, yeah, it seems to be something y'all kind of y'all's go to, and it's vague. What exactly does execute mean? Like, what do you mean when you say that? Do your job, do it well. Almost like he was frustrated with the question. With Slowick, it's one of those where at some point, you know, it's got to move on from protecting CJ. Like that, like I've heard the same messaging and seen the same game plan so many times now, Ron. I'm questioning whether they're instead of saying, "Hey, the quarterback's got to get the ball out earlier when he can." They're just going back to the same old well if we got to execute better. You know, kind of all-encompassing. You know what I mean? I wonder if it's an effort, because there's no doubt. Like, I have no problem saying it. I don't – it's not my job to fix it. But, like, CJ's not – like, the quickest fix to what's going on is the way CJ's playing the game.
And the quickest thing that you can control.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? That you control.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you're talking about a guy that's out there, the one that's taking the ass-whooping – deciding in it, hey, I'm gonna get this. I'm gonna work low to high. I'm time through working high to low. I'm gonna sacrifice missing some of those throws down the field to get the ball out and help my offensive line and keep myself from getting hit. Like, that's the quickest way for this offense to be better, is for CJ to change the way that he's approaching the game. I know a lot of people don't want to hear that. I know a lot of people believe CJ does no wrong, but, and this isn't a right or wrong situation. This is, to me, it's a CJ maturity thing.
Just how to fix it.
Like, CJ can't sit around and wait for everybody to change plans and do this and do that. Like, CJ's got to take the approach of, I'm going to work low to high. I'm going to stay ahead of the chains, and we're going to try to move the football that way instead of constantly getting behind the chains because the offensive line and the tight ends and the running backs can't protect as well as we did last year.
Yeah. We need to see some level of change, something.
Yeah, we'll see.
And he said that. To give him credit, he did say, hey, you know, we've got to adjust. We've got to do things different. That's what he said in his press conference yesterday when he met with the media. And that's what Bobby Slowick. For me, it's been nuts that it's taken this long to say, hey, we got to change something. And listen, I want to see them do something different. It will be, I ain't going to lie to you, it will be a little bit annoying if we start to see differences like screens and quick throws and things like that. Because I said this to you yesterday on the break, during one of the breaks, is the Texans run the football with Joe Mixon far too well for their passing game to be this bad. Like, and protection, when you run the football the way they do with, like, that, what was that third drive? They just ran it. Like, that is supposed to help your offensive line immensely. Like, it's almost like teams are saying, defense are saying, I don't give a damn. I don't think you'll run it the whole time.
Yeah.
We're going to rush the passer the whole way. That usually helps offensive lines, but it's just.
Well, the one thing you can hang your hat on, and I do as a fan, is the hardest thing in football is to run it well when everybody knows you're going to try to run it. And like the Texans last week, I don't know why they waited until the third drive to do it, but when they did shift gears and Bobby said, hell, I'm going to run this thing, it was blatantly obvious to everybody watching. It was two tight end sets. It was everybody bunched in. It was load them up, and we're getting Joe Mixon downhill. And it worked so well. The follow-up question is, we ought to come out of the chutes doing that right there. Like, it'd be hard to get away from that right there. So, we'll see. We'll see how it shapes up. But I think the writing's on the wall that there needs to be some big time adjustments. And they're gonna go one of two ways, guys. They're gonna make some adjustments. Get Nico back, make some adjustments, and you're gonna see at least a different style. I don't know how well it's gonna work, but a different style. Or they're gonna stay the course, and we're gonna be having these same tired ass conversations next week.
All right, coming up, man. You know it's bad. You know it's bad when they run the offensive, not just the offensive coordinator, but the offensive line coach. They just run him out there out of nowhere week 10 to go speak to the media when they generally position coaches only talk to the media once a year. Chris Strausser, the offensive line coach, what does it mean that the Texans are running him out there? And we'll talk about what this offensive line potentially will look like coming up on Sunday for your Houston Texans. As we continue, we will continue rolling with that on the other side, live on the Drive. Before we get... All right, welcome back in as we are live, and I see somebody got them a little Don Julio. Somebody get served a Don Julio blue margarita frozen joint. I see you in there. Here it is. Rose out here ain't playing. Get on out here. Have a good drink. Have some good food. I just had the enchiladas. They are fantastic. Don't touch that, Rosa. I ain't done on that. Don't touch it. I'm still going on that, Rosa. Don't touch that plate now. But no, it's a good time being had out here tonight. And you can come on out here and enjoy yourself as well. And we'll be here till 6 o'clock coming up again. One more chance to win a $25 gift card from Academy Sports and Outdoors. If you have not yet put your name in our raffle box, it's right here at the table, right here. You can't miss it. You'll have a chance to win. We'll do that coming up here very, very soon. Appreciate everybody who has come to hang out with us tonight. All right, Clint, man, I found it very, very interesting. And, you know, I know you've been annoyed by them saying things like, oh, man, we're playing good football. And, you know, hey, man, we believe in the guys. It's good, man. We'll be able to fix things. Everything is fixable. I feel like they have shown us some clues of, hey, this offensive line thing is a problem. It's a real problem. Clint, they ran the offensive line coach, Chris Strausser. They ran him out there out of nowhere. And you know, many of you may not understand, like position coaches, like the running back coach or the tight end coach, defensive line coach or whatever, they speak one time a year, one time in preseason. That's it. Don't nobody be normally running out the offensive line coach out of nowhere in the middle of week 10 to come speak to the media. Now, he had his own personal thoughts and time to talk to the media. And that, I think that's an acknowledgement of this is how bad this situation is. Hey, man, you got to come out here and talk to these people because we've done enough. I found it very, very interesting. This is what he had to say about his struggles with his offensive line.
Kenyon's done great. I mean, really, honestly, like, if we're looking at the big picture of where Kenyon was when I got here and the type of offseason he had, the type of training camp that he had, came out week one against the Colts, really playing on fire, did really well in the run game, didn't have the same pass protection opportunities that week one that maybe we did as the season went on. By no means is it one guy. That, to me, that's an easy out. You know, we know there's a lot of guys involved. And, you know, Kenyon, I really think of this really being his rookie season, right? That first year he was here, played some, got hurt. Last year he didn't play at all. This year, coming back off an injury and really getting back into the mix. And so I think he went through some, you know, also this is his first time in our offense here, right? So he went through some, you know, typical rookie struggles, but by no means is Kenyon the only guy.
Yeah, Kenyon Green's in his third year in the National Football League. Not a rookie, in his third year in the National Football League. But he had multiple comments about this offensive line. And in Kenyon Green, he's the one that's out. And they're going to replace him with somebody. The thought is Jarrett Patterson, who is back. We'll see. Maybe it's Kendrick Green who replaced him yesterday, but or last week. But Clint, I think it's telling that they. I don't know what it means, but I know they said, "Hey, man, you got to come out here and talk." I don't know. Maybe Chris came up to them and said, "Hey, let me take a little pressure off of this. Let me talk to y'all," or they just said, "Hey, man, you got to answer some questions." But it's clear to me. They brought the offensive line coach to talk about things. It's clear to me that they see that there are some major issues. And now, to me, obviously they see there are some major issues. I wonder what this offensive line is actually going to look like personnel-wise when they take the field on Sunday night against the Lions. Because we know Kenyon Green is out. And they've got options there. It'll be interesting to see who it is and where they go.
Well, look, I don't have the answer to that. Again, as a fan, the reality of it is I can tell you that it's a three-pronged issue.
Three-pronged.
And if we can just get one of them to change a bit, we can see a big-time difference. So I hate to use to steal there, it's fixable. But from my perspective, I it, it it is very, very fixable on three different fronts. And I would be shocked if they don't figure at least one of those out moving forward this season.
Well, what are the three prongs?
Oh, we've talked about it. You want me to tell you again? C.J. Stroud's got to change the way that he approaches the game, and he's got to work low to high instead of high to low. Their offensive coordinator calling one screen against the New York Jets when you've got Quinnen Williams and McDonald the fourth over there rushing you is a fireable offense. One screen on third and 25, that's got to change. Like, your screen game should be as good as anybody in the country right now. And we're running one screen a game. That's got to change, right? And then comes what Strasser was talking about right there. Your offensive line is, hopefully Jared Patterson.
Right? You think he's in the mix, in the lineup at some point or some form or fashion, either at center, at guard? I would imagine he is, right?
I mean, if he's not, then, again, we've got to question what the hell they're looking at, because they've already told us when Kenyon – got benched the first time, Patterson's the one that went in. And so if that's your best option, he got a concussion on one drive, nothing's changed. That guy still has to be your best option.
There was nothing that Kendrick Green did for you in the Jets game that says
no,
even though he played as hard as he could?
Absolutely not. Kendrick Green is a reserve offensive lineman, an emergency offensive lineman, and a short yardage goal line fullback. And I'm not disrespecting, minimizing. There's a spot for him, a valuable spot for him on a team in that role. But that's not like no. They've already told us who the sixth best offensive lineman, or let's just talk interior offensive lineman. They've already told us who their fourth best guy was, and it was Jarrett Patterson. He played one drive. They scored a touchdown. He got a concussion,
and he was out
for a week. So that he's got to play in to some degree or some fashion. But those are the three. Like, any of those three, if they improve just a bit this week, you'll have a much better offensive product.
Yeah. Can we just put it out there? And I'm not saying this is who they are, but at least what they have shown. I mean, they as a coaching staff just hasn't – they just haven't – been really good at putting their players in the best positions possible right now this year thus far. And I think some of it comes from the offensive line. Some of it comes from what we talked about a little bit earlier in the secondary. But this coaching staff, and we've talked about it a bit, they have got – you talked about the polos. There are a lot of things that have to change, right? It's not just one thing. But they have – we've got to see that turn and change, them putting their players in the best position possible, right? Like I mean, from the offensive line perspective, whatever it is, however they're doing it, they have, like, you can't go 4 or 5 weeks in a row where these guys are just, like, clearly not seeing or reading things and maybe at least changing up. And I know you talked about it, changing up the protections and what you're doing. And it even goes to the other side of the ball, the defense side of the ball. You can't have Jalen Petrie locked up one-on-one with the other team's top receiver with the game on the line. They've got to do a better job. And that's from D'Amico, Bobby Slowick, Matt Burke, all of them. They've got to do a better job of putting their guys in the best positions possible.
Well, that just goes down to the adjustment. Like the level of bullheadedness that we've seen, I think, this year is on both sides of the ball, I think is what's different from last year. Last year, boy, it just seemed like this was a group that, boy, adjusted as well as anybody in the league and overcame injuries and shortcomings better than anybody in the league. And, you know, this year they've just been resistant to that. For whatever reason, they've resisted that change. And we'll see if they lower their guard a bit and make those adjustments. We'll see.
We'll see. Yeah, they've got to do that. As you said, they have got to be a big piece of what's happening to this team as they roll through, put them in better chances and better positions for them to get a W out here. All right, coming up as we continue here live, a little Football Friday here from Taquerias Arandes right here in Humble. Come on out here as we'll be here till 6 o'clock. But there are TVs all around. There's a big time college basketball game coming up at 6 o'clock. You can check out and some college football late Friday night. And they've got all the drinks you need. I see this place, this bar area is starting to get a little full, so you can come out and have a good time. And also, by the way, in the 5 o'clock hour, our final giveaway as my man just walked in. He's signing his name. You could put your name in our raffle box and have a chance to win a $25 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors. So all of that as we continue riding here live here on the drive. Coming up a little 5 o'clock fire. The official injury report is out, and there is some interesting news there. The Nico Collins development, we'll let you know, not bad, and we'll see. Maybe it is good, but not bad. Some other guys, there are two players that are listed as out, and one is a major important piece. We'll let you know about that, and we'll look at some of the games from this weekend or some of the games coming up this weekend in the NFL and last night's really, really, really entertaining Thursday night football game. All of that as we continue running here live right here on the drive.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.